Good morning, and welcome to worship on this beautiful day. What a lovely week we've had this week. We welcome those who gather here in the building and those who join us over the live stream. You're all welcome as we bring our praises to God. On this Passion Sunday, the choir will lead us in a devotional service named The Cross of Christ. And this service will take the form of lessons and hymns, quite like the nine lessons and carols that we have at Christmas. After, the hymns will be interspersed with readings, and the choir will present some anthems for us as well. And after each reading, there'll be responses that'll be on the screens and that we can join in with. The hymns today will not be announced, so as the choir stands to sing, you too can join them and stand to sing as well. This is quite different to our traditional service, but it will be a reflective service that will enable us to prepare for Easter. So, as we prepare ourselves for worship, let's stand and join in with the call to worship. On the cross, Jesus offered himself to the Father for the whole world. We glory in your cross, O Lord, and praise and glorify your holy resurrection. God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us. O Saviour of the world, who by the cross and the precious blood have redeemed us.
Save us and help us.
We sing our first hymn.
The cross is foretold. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. And as one from whom others hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him of no account. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases, yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By a perversion of justice he was taken away. Who could have imagined his future? For he was cut off from the land of the living, stricken for the transgression of my people. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Thank you. Jesus is betrayed. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took with him Peter and James and John and began to be distressed and agitated and said to them, "I am deeply grieved, even to death. Remain here and keep awake." And going a little further, he threw himself on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. He said, "Abba, Father, for you all things are possible. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I want, but what you want." He came and found them sleeping, and he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep awake 1 hour? Keep awake and pray that you may not come into the time of trial. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed, saying the same words. And once more he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy, and they did not know what to say to him. He came a third time and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Enough! The hour has come. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Get up, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand." Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, and with him the others are cried with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is a man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him. But one of those who stayed near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." All of them deserted him and fled. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Oh, Jesus is tried before the Jewish high priest. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, in whose house the scribes and the elders had gathered. But Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside, he sat with the guards in order to see how this would end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were looking for false testimony against Jesus so that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days.'" The high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" But Jesus was silent. Then the high priest said to him, "I put you under oath before the living God. Tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes and said, "He has blasphemed. Why do we still need witnesses? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spat in his face and struck him, and some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Messiah. Who is it that struck you?" "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world."
Thank you. Now, Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said, "You say so." But when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he did not answer. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many accusations they make against you?" But he gave him no answer, not even to a single charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Now, at the festival, the governor was accustomed to release a prisoner for the crowd, anyone whom they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas. So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus, who is called the Messiah?" All of them said, "Let him be crucified." Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he could do nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took some water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." Then the people as a whole answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." So he released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the governor's headquarters, and they gathered the whole cohort around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on his head. They put a reed in his hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. After mocking him, they stripped him of the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Jesus Christ. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink, mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to. For he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Oh, When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lima sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly, this man was God's son." "We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed me."
O Savior of the world.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who at this evening hour lay in the tomb and so hallowed the grave, to be a bed of hope for all who put their trust in you, give us such sorrow for our sins, which were the cause of your passion, that when our bodies lie in the dust, our souls may live with you forever. Amen.
Christ triumphant. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
as our service this morning draws to a close, I do want to say thank you to the choir and to Jack, our choir master at the moment, for all the effort and commitment you have put into practicing this piece, which has been beautiful this morning. I'm sure the congregation agree with me on that. It's a Church of Scotland church, so we have some announcements. The last Bible study of the session is this evening. That's in the session and fellowship room here at Orchard Hill. We consider the significance of Easter Sunday and suffering. All are welcome. It is Holy Week this week, so there's lots of things on. Cathcart, Church of Scotland, are hosting a passion play on Tuesday from 7 o'clock. A theatre group called Lamps are going to be producing this, and they'll take us through a passion play there, and all are welcome. Quiet time here on Wednesday, both online and in person. And on Thursday, we meet together with our friends from Mary Lee for our Monday-Thursday communion service, which is here in Orchard Hill, again at 7 o'clock. And then on Good Friday, there's lots of things to do. You can be involved in the Walk of Witness from Carmunnock to Orchard Hill, leaving Carmunnock at 8 a.m. I'm still, not sure what I'm doing, but some people will be leaving at 8 a.m. from Carmunnock and walking through various churches in East Renfrewshire until finally getting here at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, where there'll be short services at each church, and there's refreshments. On the website, you can check out which church has refreshments, and you may, like me, walk to their churches. But here, this week, we also have our labyrinth. So after the service, if you're able, let Isabella direct you in the setting out of the chairs, and we will have our labyrinth laid out for Holy Week, and that will be open every day between 10 and 12 and 5 and 7, a chance to come and have a self-guided reflective experience all this week. The Good Friday service is a 10-a.m. service, and that's over at Mary Lee at 7 o'clock. And then we come to here again on Sunday to celebrate our Saviour's resurrection with our Easter breakfast service, which is at 9:30 in the garden, and then breakfast together, and then 11 o'clock we come together for a joint service where we'll celebrate Christ's resurrection. Remember your all-together artwork. Please be handing them in so we can get moving with that. We need tea and coffee makers. I think, are we covered for today? No, we're not covered for today. Oh, gosh. So in this next last hymn, if you feel you can do that, you know what to do. Everything's set up, but we need people to pour it. And thanks so much for the help already that's been given with the Memorial Hall kitchen. It is coming along really well. And at the moment, we're waiting for a couple of things to get done before we can move on. So keep an eye on your emails and WhatsApps, and there might be a call for painters and decorators later in the week. I think these are all Kirk Session on the 29th, the joint Kirk Session here at Orchard Hill at 7 o'clock with Mary Lee. I think these are all the announcements. I'm going to hand over to Ian, who will lead us in the prayer of intercession, and he will also be pronouncing the benediction. So, Ian, this is your official handover. Well
done. As we wish Gillian journeying mercies on her trip to Mary Lee, we come together now to dedicate our offering and to offer our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Almighty God, everything that we have is a gift from you. And we come now to dedicate our offering, given here in the sanctuary and by bank transfers during the week, as a small gift in exchange, trusting that it will be used to further the work of your kingdom here in Scotland and throughout your world. This Palm Sunday, we have spoken and sung about your greatest gift, your Son, who willingly sacrificed his life to atone for the sins of humanity. He showed us how to serve and care for the poor and the marginalized, the sick and the hungry, the immigrant and the stranger. We pray that your Holy Spirit will inspire all of us with a willingness and a passion to follow Christ's teaching and example, to serve others in as many ways as possible. May that same Holy Spirit guide the thoughts and the decisions of all those in authority and in government throughout your world. Heavenly Father, sinful and vengeful people have been responsible for all too many conflicts and wars within and between countries. And we pray that wise and peaceful counsel will prevail, and that children in particular will be saved from the horrors of war. We trust that you will wrap your loving arms around all those who have been bereaved or injured in these war zones. Be also with the bereaved in this congregation and those known to us elsewhere, and give them courage and hope for the future. We ask your blessing upon those suffering from illness, physical, mental, or spiritual, that they may be sustained and made well by the care of those looking after them in hospital, in nursing home, and in the community. Dear Lord, as we look forward to Holy Week and Easter Sunday, we seek your blessing upon our minister and our partner congregation in Merrilee Church, and upon the joint services to be conducted during this week. Bless all those in both congregations who work up front or in the background to further your kingdom in this part of your vineyard. The churches are not buildings or steeples or towers, but groups and families of people who follow Christ and entrust our future paths to the guidance of the Heavenly Father. May we look forward in faith to the sunlit uplands ahead. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. And now we come to our final hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." And this is, 394 in CH4, but it should come up on the screen. benediction. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, set your passion, cross, and death between your judgment and our souls, now and in the hour of our death. Grant mercy and grace to the living, rest to the departed, to your church, peace and concord, and to us sinners, forgiveness and everlasting life and glory. For with the Father and Holy Spirit, you are alive and reign, God now and forever.